Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington with another mass shooting this morning in Baltimore. The mayor there notes...
This year alone, the Baltimore Police Department has seized 1,345 illegal guns that were in the hands of people that should not have them, that had them anyway, because they're so easy for them to obtain.
Baltimore's Mayor Brandon Scott reacting to the fatal shooting of two people and the wounding of dozens, many of them young, attending a block party. As serious midsummer heat continues in Northern California this holiday weekend, storms in Kentucky and Ohio and Pennsylvania causing scattered power outages and tornado warnings. Meantime, CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
4th of July celebrations are well underway this holiday weekend, following days of travel chaos across the country at our nation's airports. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on Face the Nation.
If you look at the overall picture, we've seen a lot of improvements, but we had a hard few days with severe weather at the beginning of the week, and that definitely put enormous pressure on the system.
And out of his lane a bit on CBS, the transportation secretary also reacted to a recent Supreme Court decision involving the LGBTQ community.
Buttigieg says, first of all,
there's no evidence that this web designer was ever even approached by a same-sex couple.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary Buttigieg, who is legally married to his husband Chasten, added,
there's even some indications they may have set up this business just for the purpose of being able to turn away same-sex couples.
In fact, the man who was cited in court documents confirms he never approached the Colorado designer to create a website for his same-sex wedding, that he is not gay, has been married to a woman for 15 years, has a child, and is a web designer himself. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
And now to Los Angeles, where guests at dozens of major hotels are having to do more for themselves. Some 15,000 workers are walking picket lines instead of hotel lobbies and halls looking for higher pay and better benefits. Workers Union co-president Kurt Peterson.
We've heard it on the streets already from many of them, are supportive of workers being paid a wage that allows them to live in Los Angeles. This is something that's plaguing our city. We have a housing crisis. The tourism industry is booming. It's beyond what it was before the pandemic.
Back to the weather. Due to heavy rain, it was an early end to a NASCAR street race in Chicago. Colin Squire drove from California to see it.
With the new car, I thought it was actually a perfect fit. Too bad the weather didn't cooperate a little bit, but I just thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Cole Custer declared the winner of the Loop 121. At least one person died in the crash of a small plane in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know
you smile
that
and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh
my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes,
on the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In the morn, she's the way that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, the magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. from my sleep, and you're still lying next to me. Hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. Best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have. So I pray the Lord makes it last. Home is anywhere that you go. Lead the way, I promise I'll follow.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Frank Bush Martin there from the latest album, Deep and Simple, I Met a Girl. Home is where you go before that. Frank Martin Bush is playing Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the Block with Frank Martin Bush at the Luther Allison stage on Saturday, July 29th. You can get the full band lineup at atwoodfest.com. It's Atwood Fest 2023, sponsored in part by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7. And Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Good evening. Jimmy K. and Rocker with you, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it's a nice, humid day here in Madison, man.
Oh, you gotta love it, Jimmy.
Yes. Going camping. I'm leaving Monday, going camping out in Cassville. Nelson Dewey State Park. Can't wait. Get out of here. Go camping. Dude, we got a packed show again tonight. Tell us what's happening, brother. Oh, Rocker's juggling the headphones. You okay?
Yeah, tonight, Jimmy. It's the fourth anniversary show. We have Kirsty Krause. She's on Wisconsin tour, and she'll be playing Atwood Fest. Plus, Mickey Sunshine, Whammy. We have Jason Klagstad. He's the president of Whammy. We'll be talking to him from the stage at Summerfest in Milwaukee. And Pancromatic Steel, they'll be finishing up a show at 8 p.m. They're rushing over to the studio. Josh and Chad will be in to tell us all about steel drums. Devil's Lair tonight, we're going to replay the Gaines and Wagner
from last week.
Last week. And then Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight. And Jimmy, you've interviewed Peyton from the Common Threads.
Yeah, man. They have new music out. Looking forward to sharing that with you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to come on, say hi. Let's do some music right now because obviously Rocker can't hear what I'm talking about. It's Eddie Berth and his latest one, Moral, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is a song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where kin hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter. Bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world. And I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll growl like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat or being mistaken for a beagle. At home she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this, she given her a home.
much more than she'll ever know. And know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Bathe for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter.
Eddie's new album is called The Traveling Tin Sandwich. You got to pick it up right now. It's Eddie Berth on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the show, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I think I just tried to melt Rocker's brain in that first talk break. There was a setting here. I had you on the wrong monitor channel, and there was a massive echo in Rocker's brain when he started talking. I thought your face was going to melt off.
There was a radio milkshake going on in my brain, I'll tell you. It was scrambled a little bit. But, Jimmy, just to go back, it's our four-year anniversary show.
Yeah, man. 4 years ago today, we did our first show on 92.7 FM here in Madison.
That's right. And it was just before the Atwood Fest Festival of 2019, which was just absolutely amazing. Amazing weather that year. And, of course, the last year before the lockdowns came. But we're all back now, and Atwood Fest is coming up right at the end of the month, July 29th and 30th over on Atwood Avenue.
We're going to play a bunch of music from Atwood Fest bands. Kirstie's going to join us here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll obviously talk about Atwood Fest with Kirstie Crouch. She's playing. And then later, Rocker, we'll go through one of the stages and just kind of pick it apart and talk about it.
All right.
All the wonderfulness of Atwood Fest 2023. I'm excited this year. I'm excited to see the new stage layout. You know, where the new stages are going to be, the Clyde Stubblefield stage in the parking lot of the United Way. And then the Luther Allison stage in the parking lot of Bar Coralini.
Bar Coralini, that's right. And then, of course, the Sugar Maple stage in the Monty's parking lot where the main stage used to be for many years. And now we're growing. The festival is growing, so that's a really good thing. We're going to add a lot more space with that United Way place. We can fit more people and, Jimmy, more importantly, more beer caddies.
More beer caddies. You got to have some beer caddies, man.
I think there's more than a dozen local beers that are going to be on tap at Atwood Fest. Mm. Yeah, they really put together just an amazing, you know, drink list. It's pretty crazy.
Love to know what your favorite Atwood Fest memory is, or favorite show, or when you think Atwood Fest, you think of X. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you get the fancy Civic Media app, you can text us right in the app. I got to find out how to answer it, but we'll figure that out later on. Technology is not my friend.
Well, we just talked to him on the air, Jimmy, after they text us.
Yeah, there you go. Let's do some of Dem Tesfaye Band. This is Magnetic. It's Max Inc. Radio.
We can call us love, but I know this from first sight. I want to give you a hug, girl. Maybe on the first night, me and you eye gazing. Damn, your eyes so amazing. Picture us still in the show, walking in the front door. Dancing in sand under moonlight. Keeping you close because it feels right. I'm holding your hand because it feels right. I'm keeping you close because we're just mine. Take a chance of romance. We're doing the shit because we can. Let's take this chance of romance. I can't help it, girl, until I see you again. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. I wanna see your body naked, girl, bathing by the ocean sun. I love the way you shake it, girl. No mistaking that you're the one. 2, 3, 4. Sophisticated and I adore. Don't have to, but I give you more. Don't have to, but I want it now. Ooh, girl, will you put it down? Ooh, girl, will you make me, make you, make you, make you, make you, make me smile? Cause you're my
magnetic intoxication. I can't help it, and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it, and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it, and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it, and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. Until I see you again. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, till I see you. Till I see you, till I see you again.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So I can't sleep. Send your love for the last time to me.
Your eyes
Max Inc. Radio with Rain Stern, so I can sleep. Max Inc. Radio brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and on Williamson Street. Also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Stick around. Kirsty Krause is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Rock out to the hard blues of New York City's Jane Lee Hooker, headlining the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 30th.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust MoveToMadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass-blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
playing in my head for so long. It's spinning in my heart and it's strong. Going with the groove. I'm starting something new.
Sync Radio, we are local music from yes we can. That's Kirsty Kraus and Bird. Something new before that too from Kirsty Kraus, and if the gods are willing right now, maybe Kirsty Kraus is on the phone with us right now.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's happening, Kirsty? How are you?
I'm on a lake and it's a beautiful resort and we just finished sound check.
Nice.
And there's people out here playing bags and getting brats, and it's a pretty cool setup out here.
Well, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. It's you're on Max Inc. Radio.
You guys are awesome.
You're on Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Jimmy K and Rocker. What's happening, Rocker?
Oh, Jimmy, here we go. Kirstie Krause is no stranger to Wisconsin. The Janesville native sang for the band Thirsty Jones before taking her career solo and moving to Nashville to grow her musical career, where she recently won the International Song of the Year for a song we just heard, Jimmy, Bird. But she always comes back to her home state to play some shows and visit her folks. On tour through Wisconsin and calling in from the Osthoff Resort in Elkhart Lake, Kirstie Krause. Kirstie, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey! Oh my gosh. It is awesome to be back on here. Thank you guys so much for having me.
And Kirstie, we just heard a little about you, but for our listeners who may not be familiar, who is Kirstie Krause? Tell us a little of your backstory.
All right. What's up, guys? I was named after Kirstie Alley, so that's how you pronounce it, Kirstie like thirsty. And I just got the music bug really young. I was jumping up on picnic tables at 2 years old. And ever since, I sang the national anthem, did plays, danced, piano, guitar, started writing songs as much as I could around music. I just got the bug and stuck with it. And so now I've been in Nashville for almost 6 years and get to tour the country and sometimes go over to the UK, which is super fun.
Now, you must be back visiting your folks, or maybe they're even on tour with you now. What role did your parents have in your musical upbringing? I mean, you started really young.
You know, there was a song just playing, and I was like, this song definitely played a lot in my household. So I do have to give them both credit as far as what music was playing in the house. They played good music, like Elton John, The Sticks, Heart, oh my gosh, so many amazing bands, Fleetwood Mac. So that alone, just in my sound, they played a role, which they didn't even know it probably at the time. But the fact that they've been so supportive, and they are on the road with us right now. They happen to be up at our family cabin, and we're going to meet up with them tomorrow. So super fun stuff. They love coming to shows. They were just there with me at last weekend at Summerfest, which was fun.
Wow, that's a really fun show. Which stage did you play it?
The Briggs and Stratton stage.
Wow. Well, you're on tour right now in Wisconsin, and you're just about to go on stage at the Osthoff Resort. Tell us about your upcoming shows on your Wisco tour.
Yeah, even more up north tomorrow, and we got Sweetwater Spirits and Resort in Eagle River, the 2nd and the 3rd. And then we do Music on the Park on the 4th of July, where there will be a parade, then music from 2 to 5, a flyover, and then fireworks. That's for Manitowish Waters at Kohler Memorial Park. Then we're at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona on the 6th. Then I'm Cantina in Thierberg. And on the 9th, we are at Al Dayton Place in Belleville, Wisconsin.
Wow. And you're coming back for Atwood Fest 2023 on July 30th at 2 p.m. on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's just after Steely Dan and before God's Outlaw and Jane Lee Hooker. This is your second year at the fest. Tell us about playing and who's in your traveling band for this tour.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. These boys have been crushing it, so that makes me even more excited to be back at Atwood Fest. I have Hunter Wainwright, who's originally from New Orleans, coming to you by way of Nashville. I am using Matt Reiner again on the drums, originally from Oshkosh, resides in Oshkosh. He was awesome last year, so he is part of the band this year. And then Thomas Larson is coming to us, originally from Minnesota, but by way of Nashville. And they have been having such a good time, and we all get along so well. So I've been just loving it. I'm really excited to be back at Atwood Fest and the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That will be so much fun.
Yeah. You rocked the Alchemy stage, 2 years ago or something like
last
that?
Last year.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Last year. I was like, wait, was it 2 years ago? No, last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
90-minute set, so I got to dip into, songs and just be able to share some songs with the Thirsties that they haven't heard yet, and we'll be jamming. We will be definitely rocking and jamming this year.
Well, Kirstie, it's great to hear from you again. We really appreciate you taking the time before a show. We're about to play a song here. I want to play a third song from you tonight. It's actually something you did with Thomas Cavanaugh, a song called Who Am I Gonna Love. Tell us about the song.
Oh, nice. We got to release that song as a duet, and since then, it has really gotten me over to play C2C in London and be over in the UK for the first time. It has really introduced me to a lot of people overseas, and Thomas vice versa. He's been meaning to do lots of trips to Nashville, and so he's been meeting a lot of people just through our collaboration. But that song has definitely taken its own flight, and I had a blast recording it and having Thomas produce that song.
That's a cool song. Kirsty, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You guys are awesome. I'll see you soon at Atwood Fest.
Absolutely. It's Thomas Cavanaugh with Kirsty Krause on Max Inc. Radio.
Seek what you won't find, what's right before your eyes. The one who's gonna feel all those lonely nights. Are you looking just like me? Or are you blinded by your big dreams? Are you a rock star in the shower? Or an angel when you sleep? Do you like the sunrise or the under your breath when things are going right? It's always been playing on my mind. Who am I gonna love? Who's gonna be enough? Not just somebody but my someone. Who's gonna be the first to take me at my worst and make me
local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I had a dream last night. I was watching you sleep. Your hair was soft and your breath was sweet. I wish I could stay asleep all day. That dream is where I want to stay. Now there's only one thing that I wish I knew. How am I gonna get over you? I
This is Terry Steven Pulido. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Of Life, that is Mars Hall, their latest single on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Before that, Kirsty Kraus, that song with Thomas Kavanaugh. Thanks to Kirsty for calling in today. Stick around, we got a double dip of Mickey Sunshine, and they're in the studio. We'll have a chat with them. Right now, new music from Secret Menu. It's 18. It's Max Inc. Radio.
The ceiling is 3 a.m. lying next to a lover or next to a friend. I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful man.
my family and friends. They might not be there in the morning. Pocket.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.